In America's culture wars, gay marriage is right up there with abortion. Vinnie Intersimone and Matt Buchanan, a homosexual and conservative Christian respectively, team up in this next story to try and understand the conflict in gay marriage and the war on Christianity.
What are the first thoughts that come to mind when you hear the words homosexuality and gay marriage?
First words and thoughts that come to mind is I believe it's wrong.
I would say the first words are probably wrong.
Major opposition from religious people.
A lot of argument, a lot of politics that could be used towards much better things instead of wasting time and money.
I'd expect these statements to come from the uneducated. I'd expect to hear them in a place where people had little interaction with gays, where they didn't watch Will and Grace or Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, where people hadn't heard homosexuality wasn't a disease or a bad choice, but a part of someone, the same way heterosexuality is a part of someone. I'd expect to find these statements among people who hated gays. But these statements don't come from boondocks or hick towns. And they don't come from people who hate gays. They come from my own backyard. They come from students at Stanford University, a West Coast college I consider a very liberal and accepting place. What's more, these reactions to homosexuality are not from random people who have never met a gay person. I know that because I am a gay person, and these people are my fellow students. These are people I've taken classes with, debated philosophy with, gone to parties with. These people are my friends. I recently became friends with a Stanford student named Matt Buchanan. He's my partner for this piece. One day Matt and I were talking after class, and the issue of gay marriage was brought up. I assume Matt, one of the nicest guys I know, was in favor of gay marriage. I was wrong. I asked him how on earth he could be friends with me while continuing to be against gay marriage. He said because it is against his religion. I want to find out how even Christians who are very socially accepting of gays, people like Matt, can still be against gay marriage.
I feel like everyone should have the right to get married and live a happy life. However, I feel like when it goes into homosexuality, it crosses a boundary where there's too many...
I'm speaking to Courtney Mole, a Stanford student from Los Angeles outside the church she attends every Sunday. Born and raised a Presbyterian, Courtney says that religion is an important part of her life.
My faith disagrees with homosexuality. However, personally, I feel like homosexuality is a sin, but I feel like they should still be able to have certain rights as a normal citizen in America.
Courtney is expressing something I don't really understand because it sounds to me like a contradiction. She wants society to treat gays equally, even though she thinks homosexuality is wrong.
Coming from such a liberal city, yet having really conservative views, I'm accepting of them. However, from a religious standpoint, I'm sort of opposed to it as well. I kind of contradict myself when I say that I feel like they should have the same rights as individuals, because we're all, you know, part of America and as citizens, we should have those rights. However, I feel like I'm still kind of questioning whether gay marriage should be legal or whether they should be able to adopt kids and stuff like that.
How can a person who is religiously opposed to gay marriage and homosexuality fully accept gays as members of her society?
I don't think that homosexuality is right, so I wouldn't say that I think gay marriage is okay. But I do believe that people have every right to be happy and that people should be accepting of homosexuality and not treat them any differently.
Originally from Fort Worth, Texas, Ashley Matthews is also a student at Stanford. We're sitting outside a coffee shop talking about our experience of going to a Christian school for 13 years. I noticed the gold crucifix hanging from her neck as she describes her deep commitment to Christianity.
My religious beliefs are opposed to gay marriage. I know Christians oppose gay marriage because it says in the Bible that gay marriage is morally wrong. I view homosexuality as a sin, but lots of things are sins. Lying to your parents is a sin, and God sees all sins as the same. I think it's a very religion-based issue, and that most people base their opinions about homosexuality on their religion.
My friends might seem like a small sample size when trying to find out the legitimate reasons people are against gay marriage, but they're an accurate sample size. A 2003 poll conducted by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life cited Christian religion as the major factor in why Americans oppose gay marriage. The Pew poll found that a majority of Americans are against gay marriage, which is not very difficult to explain, when the poll also found that a majority of Americans believe homosexuality is a sin. What is particularly interesting is that the poll also found that 76% of Americans do not mind being around gays. Like my Christian friends, Americans are religiously opposed to and socially accepting of homosexuality. So it looks like most Americans are against the legalization of gay marriage for religious, Christian reasons. This strikes me as wrong for the same reason it strikes my friend and fellow student Jarrett Drucker as wrong, mainly that marriage is an institution defined differently by each religion.
People say that according to certain religions or certain histories, marriage is only between a man and a woman, but then you're putting one history or you're putting one religion over the other, and you're saying, my God thinks that it's between a man and a woman, but how about the next guy's God or the other religion or something like that? I personally just don't believe in one religion over the other, so I just don't really pick religion. Since I'm not deeply religious, I haven't picked a God or believe in a God. I believe in just some being or some conscience or something, whether it's there or not, it's just like innate in you. And since I don't put one God over another or one belief system over another, I'm not going to put one type of marriage, which is based on a certain belief system, over another and say it could be between any two people, no matter what sex you are.
We can use the past controversy over contraceptives to make even more sense out of Jared's argument. Many Catholics believe the use of contraceptives is immoral. Catholics once used this religious belief to argue that contraceptives should be banned. However, it is doubtful that today's Catholic community would vote to outlaw the use of contraceptives if given the chance. For some reason, Catholics are not using their religious beliefs to determine their legal opinions. If we apply Jarrett's argument to this example, Catholics may realize that outlawing contraceptives would be placing their own belief system above the belief system of others, just as Jarrett believes outlawing gay marriage is placing one belief system above another. So why are my Christian friends using their religious beliefs to make the legal decision to ban gay marriage? Stanford student Richard Barber argues in his dorm room overflowing with library books that many Christians oppose gay marriage because religious leaders tell them to.
A lot of people, a lot of the religious affiliates, oppose gay marriage because it's just something they've been taught, something they've grown up with, and they just don't question it. That's from personal experience. And then I just think it's something that a lot of religious affiliates don't understand. They don't want to understand. They don't try to. There's a lot of emotions when they think about it, and they don't really think about it with from a more intellectual point of view. And so they let their emotions get mixed up. I definitely think, you know, a lot of people oppose it just because, you know, their religious leaders say it's wrong.
Richard's argument holds weight not only because he is the son of a Christian pastor, but also because his argument is supported by the Pew poll cited earlier. This poll found that people who hear clergy speak about homosexuality are more likely to hold highly unfavorable views towards gays. It also found that evangelicals who are preached to about gays are more likely to think homosexuality is a choice and more likely to believe gays are a threat to society. While it may not be surprising that Christian leaders have influence over the beliefs of their congregations, it is surprising how many of their sermons are devoted to the issue of homosexuality. The same Pew Forum poll found that clergy are as likely to talk about issues related to homosexuality at the pulpit as they are to address abortion and prayer in school. Why are Christian leaders spending so much time talking about gay marriage when there are so many other issues to address?
It's something they can hide behind sometimes. It might just be more of an issue of not even religious belief at first, but just personal preference. You know, like maybe they don't really, you know, like the idea of homosexuality, which is fine. But then they can use religion, you know, they can say, well, you know, since my religion says so, I don't like it.
Richard's argument that Christian leaders oppose homosexuality and gay marriage for primarily non-religious reasons is the same argument Stephen Waldman gave in an article he wrote for Slate magazine. The former national editor of U.S. News and World Report argues that, quote, many of the world's faiths do argue against homosexuality, but they don't raise it to the level of moral calamity. It's bad, but not that bad. Privately, religious conservatives are appalled and grossed out by homosexuality, but they realize that the more common American view is modulated, so they choose to focus on the idea that marriage in general is under threat. Some Christian leaders don't even bother to modulate their views. Pat Robertson, a televangelist whose show The 700 Club receives 1 million viewers a day, said, quote, the word for homosexual behavior is sodomy. That is what is used in the official documents. It is sodomy. It is repugnant. He added in another episode of his internationally televised show, quote, the practices of those people is appalling. It is a pathology. It is a sickness. Whether Christian leaders oppose gay marriage for religious or personal reasons is difficult, if not impossible, to determine. It seems Courtney, Ashley, and Jarrett have no doubt that Christian leaders oppose gay marriage because their Bibles tell them to. However, Richard and Stephen Waldman offer a second perspective, arguing that Christian leaders oppose gay marriage because they find homosexuality repulsive. A third reason Christian leaders oppose gay marriage is given by Janis Krums, a citizen of Latvia and a student at Menlo College. He has agreed to let me interview him in his apartment.
Right now, religion in a turmoil because of many, many scandals and many different things that this is something that people do not want to change because it's been such a long, marriage has been such a sacred thing for so many years that they just can't see man and a man or a woman and a woman being married. But this is not going to disappear, basically, and they have to make some kind of changes.
Janis presents a very different view of Christian leaders. In his eyes, Christian leaders are not devoting their sermons to gay marriage because they believe homosexuality is an important part of the Bible, or because they are personally disgusted by gays. Rather, Janis sees the Christian world as under attack and sees gay marriage as a weapon in this war on religion.
They are scared that religion as a whole is going to disappear.
Is there a war on religion? I asked Professor Scotty McLennan, Stanford University's Dean of Religious Life and Minister of Stanford Memorial Church.
My understanding is that, in fact, the Catholic Church, for example, is losing losing recruits to the priesthood compared to what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. So it's more difficult for the church to get new priests, that a number of churches are, in fact, being closed, that the demographics look negative in a variety of ways. And as I say, if you go back to the 50s and 60s, that's true for Protestants as well. You know, they've been losing, except for the new evangelical increase, the mainline churches have been losing members over that period of time. So, yes, I think that there is a sense of threat out in society at large. For many Roman Catholics, a sense that their church is losing to a more secular understanding of the world, that for many evangelical Protestants who feel that society has been dominated by a liberal perspective and from their understanding, a perspective that is not a committed religious perspective, that they have been under fire or discriminated against.
On July 25th of last year, Reverend Joseph Matreya of Resurrection Church in Brooklyn led more than 2,000 of his Protestant congregation in a rally against gay marriage at New York City Hall. He stated, quote, "This is a much bigger threat to our national culture than the threat of terrorism is. The concept of same-sex marriage is at war with family values. There can be no reconciliation." It seems impossible to determine exactly why Christian leaders oppose gay marriage so vehemently. It could be for the reasons my Christian friends believe, that homosexuality is simply a sin. It could be for the reasons Richard, the son of a preacher, and Stephen Waldman, the former national editor of U.S. News and World Report, believe, that Christian leaders are simply repulsed by homosexuals. Or it could be for the much less simple reason that Dean McLennan seems to hint at, and Giannis explicitly states, Christian leaders are at war, and gay marriage is both their current battlefield and their target of choice.
I think religion in general has had this tradition both of helping people form their identity and provide them with a powerful community, sense of community, but also pretty quickly wagons are circled around your tradition and you get fearful that others are going to attempt to destroy it or attack you and so on. And you start to talk about we and they, you start to see the other as other rather than as part of the same community as you are. And so ultimately religion has led to holy wars and pogroms and lots of discrimination.
Vinnie Intersimone and Matt Buchanan are recent Stanford graduates. This is the Stanford Storytelling Project.